Hey everyone, Captain Justin Carter out of Charleston, South Carolina, and Redfin Charters again. I hope everyone has had a happy new year and has got out on the water and been catching a lot of fish. The weather has warmed up and the bite is getting hot again. The redfish are schooled up on the flats. We've seen big schools at low tide. You know, they're breaking up a little bit into smaller groups. We've seen groups anywhere from 100 up to 250 fish. They are a little bit more aggressive than they were last week and are feeding hard. They're still hitting smaller profiles better than larger baits, still some slower presentations, a lot of short hops and pauses. Scent always helps. Big believer in ProCure on the Z-Man plastics. I believe that if it tastes right and smells right, you're more likely to get bit or get hit again if they miss it. Just like every other time, and we'll tell you again, longer cast, lighter line, wider approaches, but the fish are eating well and eating happy. They're also hitting live shrimp, live mud minnows. I would imagine they would hit cut mullet and crab, though I have not tried it this week, but I'd imagine you would be okay doing that as well. Anytime you're working them, work the edges. Just like I said before, the speckled trout bite is coming back around. Good numbers of trout in the deeper bends in the creeks. Bigger tides, certainly, you're not going to be able to get over the tides ripping, but slower parts of the water, you're going to be, slower periods of the water to moderate periods of tidal flow, getting good numbers of trout. A lot of them are coming down deeper now. If it's cooler at night, you're going to get them shallower, sunning up, a little bit shallower off the main drop, you know, that 5 to 3 foot range, particularly on higher water. But a lot of fish are coming down in that 6, 9, and even 12 foot range on slip corks. Live shrimp has been working the best in the clearer water. They have shown to be a little bit pickier and preferring the shrimp has to be alive. If the legs aren't moving, you're not getting bit near as often if the shrimp has got the legs walking while bait's being presented. Sheep's head bite is starting to pick up offshore. Good numbers of good-sized fish are moving out onto the reefs and wrecks. Best presentation for them is going to be, or I prefer to use the Carolina rig, you know, something 18-inch leader, 15-inch leader. I use 20 and either a number one or a one-aught live bait hook. I prefer the, you know, the owners. They seem to work the best for me. Fiddler crabs, certainly the best presentation. Sand fleas if you're in a pinch. I know some guys use things like mussels or periwinkles if they're in a pinch. I don't particularly use those very much. I have caught them on live shrimp, but you're going to miss a lot of fish. A lot of times you're going to bite it in half. And you're going to get a lot more sea bass and other things sticking at them. And just, you're going to go through a whole bunch. You're going to go through a bunch of fiddler crabs anyway, anytime you're sheep's head fishing. But you're definitely going to go through a lot more live shrimp if you try to bring them out there. Offshore, you know, grouper season's come and gone. Sadly, we'll have to wait till it comes back around. Still a lot of good numbers of vermilion snapper, king snapper, triggerfish, white grunts that can be caught that make phenomenal table fare. Most of those are being caught on chicken rigs, smaller hooks, and smaller pieces of squid. Make sure to hook those squid through a couple of times and make sure to get tight as soon as you hit the bottom. It sucks bringing up a an empty hook from 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 feet of water over and over again. If you're on the fish and dropping down, you know, you're going to get bit pretty quick. If you're not getting the species that you want and you're seeing marks higher up in the water column, count your drop, and then, you know, if it's, say, it's 15 seconds to get down there to the bottom, and you're seeing fish sitting 10, 12 feet up, 13, 15 feet up, you know, instead of dropping it for 12 seconds, drop it for 9 seconds. See if you get bit. Wait 30 seconds. If you don't get bit, drop it a few more feet and keep dropping down. A lot of times those vermilion snapper in particular are going to be sitting up higher, particularly the bigger ones. If you drop down to the bottom, a lot of times you get into things like ringtails and grunts, you know, things that you're not looking to catch. So, you know, don't always drop straight to the bottom. A lot of times you're going to want to figure out how far you got to drop it and count it down, and then you'll be able to dial those fish in. If you get into a bunch of trigger fish, certainly smaller hooks You know, they're quick bait thieves. You want to be quick on the draw and get that hook set in those fish so they don't sit there and take you clean. Other than that, I hope everyone, you know, gets out there, catches a lot of fish this week, enjoys the weather before we have this next cold front come through. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.